This is the Composer's Datebook for April 26th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1891, a small group of music patrons gathered at one of New York's docks to greet the Russian composer Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky, who had been invited to America to take part in the grand opening of a new music hall. Back then, it was just called the Music Hall, but over time it took on the name of the wealthy steel magnate Andrew Carnegie, who funded its construction. Tchaikovsky wrote to his friends back in Russia, "Carnegie is an amazing eccentric. He rose from being a telegraph boy, transformed with the passing of years into one of America's richest men, but one who has remained a simple, modest man who does not at all turn up his nose at anyone." And despite his legendary melancholic funks and chronic bouts of homesickness, Tchaikovsky admitted he found the rest of New York rather impressive. American customs, American hospitality, the very appearance of the town, the remarkable comfort of my accommodations, this is all very much to my taste. And if I were younger, I would probably be greatly enjoying my stay in an interesting new country. On the downside, Tchaikovsky reported you couldn't buy cigarettes on a Sunday, and it was sometimes hard to find a public bathroom when you needed one. I guess you still hear that one from tourists even today. All told, Tchaikovsky concluded, "I am a much bigger fish here than in Europe." Incidentally, Central Park is magnificent. For more magnificent sights and sounds throughout music history, go to our website, composersdatebook.org. While you're there, click and sign up for our daily newsletter. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.